This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Democratic Congressman Jason Crow wants January 6th declared Democracy Day. CPR Washington reporter Caitlin Kim was inside the Capitol a year ago today.
Whenever you have like a big shocking event like this, like 9/11, I think is probably the most recent one in a lot of our memories, or even like a tornado or a wildfire, right? Like the communities come together. They don't sort of take political sides. You're not seeing that with this. And I think that shows to how political January 6th has gotten.
Colorado Republican Doug Lamborn calls comparing January 6th to attacks like Pearl Harbor repugnant. Colorado workers are now eligible for paid sick leave unless they work for the federal government. CPR's Matt Bloom reports on a new law.
Employees can use paid sick leave for things like doctor's appointments or to care for a sick family member, among other things. Senate Bill 205 now requires all employers provide at least 1 hour of paid sick time for every 30 hours worked. Senator Jeff Bridges is one of the bill's sponsors.
40% of Colorado workers didn't have any kind of access to paid leave before our bill was passed. And that was especially true for frontline workers.
Bridges says workers will start accruing paid sick time immediately. Colorado's Labor Department will enforce the change. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Rising COVID cases among staff have triggered delays and cancellations on RTD buses and trains in Metro Denver. Passengers can sign up for email alerts on RTD's website. This is CPR News.